So many people in life, they face a hurdle or an obstacle or a pressure here or a pain there, and they start running around like a headless chicken, flapping, complaining. It's so easy to lose sight of the end game, and that end game is an eternity in the presence of God. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to the program. Today we're going to take a look at the reward waiting for you in heaven from a different perspective. And stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about a free daily resource to help you live out that reward here and now. You know something? In the heat of the battle, it's so easy to lose sight of victory. I mean, with everything that's going on, we can become so distracted with just dealing with the day-to-day. We completely lose sight of the fact that victory is possible and what victory might even look like. Over these last few weeks on the program, we've been trying to get a handle on the fact that, according to God, we are more than conquerors through Him because He loves us. Not just conquerors, but more than conquerors. That means we don't just somehow scrape by with a victory, but we have an abundance of victory and joy and peace in our lives to share around with other people who don't have any. An overflow of blessing, if you like. And yet we ourselves, those who should be living in victory, those who should be overcoming and winning in the struggles of life, if someone came up to us and said, "You know, I've been reading the Bible, this thing you believe in, I've noticed it talks a lot about victory. I want you to tell me something. What does this victory look like for you? What does it look like? I want to know, because, well, I want to decide if that's what I want for my life." If someone came up and asked you that sort of a question, what would you tell them? I don't know if you've been able to join me on some or even all of the programs over these last few weeks in this series, More Than Conquerors, but we've been talking about the fact that in God's eyes, no matter what's been going on in our lives, He wants us to have more than enough victory in our lives to share around. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39 says this: "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, 'For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered.' No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus." And notice that conquering is not necessarily about changing the negative circumstances. In fact, Paul doesn't talk about that at all. Conquering is having faith in this amazing God, knowing that whatever happens at the end of the day, His reward is in God. His reward is in heaven. Most of what we've been talking about on the program these last couple of weeks has been about the rewards that we receive here on earth when we take courage, when we stand firm, when we put our trust in God. Let me say, those rewards are numerous. They are about having peace and joy and confidence in the middle of whatever's going on. They're about walking quietly and confidently through every wilderness and every trial. They're about God blessing us in new ways and abundant ways when we've lost someone we love or we've lost something we treasure. When we lay hold of the truth that we are meant to have victory here on earth, that we are more than conquerors here on earth, the rewards are indeed abundant. But whatever rewards we may have here on earth, in this life, they are nothing, nothing compared to the rewards that we will have, the prize that we will win for all eternity, if we just keep trusting in this Jesus. Here's why. It comes from the New Testament book of Hebrews. It's called that because it was written to the Hebrew community in the first century AD. Have a listen to what the writer says. He's talking about the life to come, starting in Hebrews chapter 10, going from verses 31 to 38. He says, "It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. But recall those earlier days when, after you had been enlightened, you endured hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to abuse and persecution, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion for those who were in prison, and you cheerfully accepted the plundering of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves possessed something better and more lasting. Do not therefore abandon that confidence of yours, it brings a great reward. For you need endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a very little while, the one who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. He's writing here to people who are being persecuted. People who've been persecuted and abused for their faith. People who've had their possessions plundered because they believed in Jesus. Because they said, I'm a Christian. Now, there's a lot of persecution happening in this world still today. This is real stuff. And yet he talks about the fact that they accepted this cheerfully. They cheerfully accepted the plundering of their possessions, knowing that they possessed something better and more lasting. See, this is the sort of topsy-turvy thing that God talks about, because they knew that they themselves possessed something much better and more lasting. You know what? Truly, that's what victory looks like in my life. Things come and go. Success comes and goes. Once upon a time, I was a consultant in the IT industry, earned lots of money, could buy whatever I wanted. Today, I'm a minister of the gospel. Let me tell you, I don't have quite the same buying power, but truly, it's no loss at all. Much happier, much more fulfilled in what I'm doing now, in what I have now, which is a dynamic and intimate and personal relationship with Jesus Christ, than I ever could have been back then when I earned all that I earned. There simply is no comparison between the two. And it's not just what I have now. You see, that's a shadow of what is to come. Let me tell you, one day, if we believe in Jesus, if we persevere, if we hang in there, you and I will stand before God and be judged. That's why the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 10, verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But the righteous shall live by faith. What that means is that when I stand before the judgment seat of God on that great and terrible day, I will simply plead this, Lord God, I sinned against you. I rebelled against you. I deserve eternal separation from you, that thing they call hell. But when Jesus came to me, I put my trust in him. I believe that I have life eternal through the faith I have in him, and my reward will be in heaven. It doesn't matter what trials I've gone through. It doesn't matter that I've made some blunders along the way. The great reward is the eternal reward, being with Jesus for all eternity to serve him and worship him and delight in him. That's the reward, my friend. It's an eternal reward. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. The home of God will be among mortals. He will dwell with us as our God, and we will be his people, and God himself will be with us. He'll wipe away every tear from our eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for those first things will have passed away. Sometimes we don't get all the rewards here on earth that somehow we think we're entitled to. Sometimes we don't get to see the fruit of the things that we've labored for in God's name. Sometimes things aren't completely resolved, aren't completely healed, aren't completely set right here on this earth in our lifetimes. But this one thing I know, that no matter what happens here, if we persevere and keep believing in Jesus, our reward will truly be great in heaven. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Do you want to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting you deeper in his word. God's word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.